You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Call it the worldwide auto dating game. GM bails on its European market as it sells off its Opel and Vauxhall units to the French PSA Group. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House thinks there will be more corporate dating and matchmaking to come. Daniel, what does GM get in selling off Opel and Vauxhall?
Money. More money, and I don't mean money in terms of from the sale, because effectively they're spending more than they're getting in terms of assuming pension liabilities. But they do free up capital that they can reinvest in other parts of the business that they think they're going to get a better return. Look, this is very different from the General Motors we've known for decades and decades. That group was always very conservative. They always felt that they needed to be a player, if not the lead player, in every part of the world, regardless of how good or mediocre or poorly they were doing in that part of the world. And this new leadership and this new board of directors has basically said, we're not going to do that anymore. Their goal is to be the most valuable and valued car company in the world, and this is one step in that direction.
GM's share price fell 1% after Monday's announcement. Is the market unsure about this?
Yes. I mean, I think anytime you give up revenue and walk out of one of the big three markets in the world, people are going to say, well, what are you doing? And secondarily, Opel had been a major producer and developer of small cars for General Motors worldwide. Now, I think that that ultimately means that other parts of the world, like China and South Korea, are going to play a bigger role in developing smaller vehicles for General Motors worldwide.
And what you just said about Opel being behind GM's, you know, best passenger car designs, is GM putting those passenger cars on the back burner in favor of the SUVs and trucks that are cheaper to make and more profitable than, let's say, the Buicks?
I think the short answer is yes. I mean, clearly at the Fiat Chrysler, you've seen them clearly do that and basically say we're getting out of the car business in the United States. But I think General Motors is, to some extent, downscaling that, but not necessarily. I mean, you're not hearing them saying we're going to get out of segments in the marketplace like FCA is. They're not moving production of cars to Mexico like Ford is. So they're clearly going to stay in the business in this market, and I think they feel like they need to. But they've also come to the conclusion that, you know, Opel, there was only about a 20% overlap between Opel and the rest of the world for General Motors. So it wasn't as big of a contributor as sometimes people think. They kind of looked at the overall landscape and said the world is changing here, and it's not changing in a way that we necessarily want to play, because in order to play in Europe, they were going to have to invest an awful lot in new emissions technologies. The trade relationships with Brexit were going to change, and they just felt that this was, they'd be throwing good money after bad.
And to that point, Daniel, your column in the Detroit News today reminds us that FCA's Sergio Marchionne is out trying to play the dating game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. They announced this thing on Monday. Everybody's getting ready to go to Geneva for the International Motor Show. And then, of course, on Tuesday, Sergio basically reignites the talk of looking for a partner, expects Volkswagen to come calling. Volkswagen says, no, we're not. My preferred partner is GM. GM says, we've had this discussion before, not interested. Carlos Ghosn at Renault-Nissan, who's just picked up the chairmanship of Mitsubishi Motors, basically says that another wave of consolidation is coming, and I think he's probably right in some way, shape, or form. And then you have got other people like Mercedes-Benz saying, hey, we're in a class by ourselves. We don't need you. We don't need anybody. So, you know, it's all, I love the preening and the posturing and the you need me and no, I don't. And, you know, we predict consolidation, but we're not going to be part of the consolidation wave, you know, so it's always going to happen to somebody else and not me. But I think there's not any question that particularly the American companies are getting a little bit more aggressive in saying, you know what? We're not going to be in this business anymore. And I think you're going to see more of that. I think you're going to see it from Ford, which, you know, has but for the compact car business, has basically been maintaining status quo. But I do know that inside Ford, there's a growing debate at a very high level and very intense about saying, we need to look that there may be some parts of this business that we have been in forever that we don't need to be in anymore because we're just not getting the return on the investment. And ultimately, what these companies are fighting is the perception of old Detroit versus, you know, the kind of earnings that they are generating now. I mean, they're making more money than they've made in most people's lifetimes in the United States, and the market is basically yawning. And that's a source of great frustration at those companies.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.